Hello.
The pirate movie.
You know what? Okay, we have to do, let's do the intro all over again, because I don't even know. I can't, I'm not sure what happened.
Is it redeemable?
Hello?
The pirate movie. 1982.
I'm Emily.
I'm Pauline.
I'm the tall one.
I'm not.
She's wearing my old shirt, which was too small on me, and it's wonderful on her right now.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast, we're in the podcast, and we're talking about crappy movies.
Aha!
This is our last musical-themed crappy movie.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we're not going to crappy movie anymore. Wait, is your original sound on?
Yes.
We're back on Zoom and her original sound was on the entire time. And oh, the audio quality. Mwah, chef's kiss. Okay. So, so yeah, the last of our musical episodes before we go off into the wild blue yonder of whatever the heck we
want
to do.
Doing whatever we want, whenever we want, because we're the boss.
It's our podcast and we are in charge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. Okay. So, so we found this on the Wayback Machine.
Yes.
So you can too.
You can too. It's on, I found on YouTube.
Don't pay for this.
Don't pay for it. Oh, you know what? We might fight. We might fight, Pauline. We might have a fight. So, okay, let's do some stats. This is another one where the critics were like, F this movie. And the audience was like, hey, yeah. So 9% critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 76% for audiences. Directed by Ken Annakin, I think, who directed The Swiss Family Robinson and Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines. And it all makes so much more sense to me now than it did when I started watching. He has directed so many movies. They mostly look kind of like, you know, dang it. Okay, it's happened.
Already?
Like giallo, kind of like that yellow, that's like Italian sort of like, ooh, mystery, women being stabbed, hands in the dark with stabby gloves and things.
Oh, that's love a good stab.
That's the official definition of giallo. Anyway, but a lot of his movies look kind of like that, or else they're family stuff. So interesting wide career starring Christy McNichol, Christopher Atkins, Ted Hamilton, Bill Kerr, Maggie Kirkpatrick, Gary McDonald, and somebody else. Chuck McKinney.
That Ted guy is also a producer.
Ted Hamilton, yes. He is the Pirate King. Mm-hmm. Yep. Christopher Atkins, he's the Blue Lagoon guy. It's like a movie where him and Brooke Shields got like stuck on an island and then they had sex eventually.
Oh, the Frederick
I would character? Assume they had sex eventually. I've never seen it, but it looks
sexy. You know
what?
I've never seen it either. But like, I think it's because it was entirely too sexy. Yeah.
Christy
McNichol,
she was on episode of Murder, She Wrote. She was on Golden Girls. She was on Family. She was a very big up-and-coming early 80s TV star girl who then dropped off the face of the planet. She had some mental health stuff going on and
Boo!
She just quit acting because she was like too stressful.
Hey, if
and good on her.
If that is what's doing your head in, get out.
Years and years later, she came out. She's like, I've been married to this lady partnered her for the longest time. And she wanted to come out and let everybody know, you know, like it's okay. And, you know, if you're scared, don't be scared. She seems very lovely. I kind of stalked her a little on the internet. Yes, Mabel.
Nice.
Yeah. Mabel, not Maybell. Mabel? Is it Maybell? Okay, so this is a movie.
It's Mabel. But when one has done the show, you always call her Maybell because of the way you say it.
Okay.
Tis Maybell.
Got it.
The
way
that the song goes and the way that your attitude goes in it, you're like, Maybell. Like, and
Maybell.
You sort of spit it out because you're like, this ding dong.
But
I always say Maybell out of habit, but it's Mabel.
Okay. I was like, oh, is that a... But this came out... Well, Pirates of Penzance was on Broadway at the time that this came out. It was very successful on Broadway. And
Kevin Kline.
Oh,
Rex
my God.
Herring. And no, there is... Rex Smith?
I have no idea. Yeah.
But Freddie. I saw him live.
Yeah. And...
Doing not that show. Doing... I'm ready for my close-up. Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, the Garage. Ooh. Maybe you can hear the train.
Mm-hmm. We can't hear the train!
That's right. You know what? I missed it, and it's back.
I've missed the train.
Yeah. So the train's back. We might hear the cat meow today. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But people thought it was basically just a cash grab because, you know, and that's what why some of the cynicism in the reviews came out. They're like, we're just doing this for the money and blah, blah, blah. So a lot of us, mostly Australian. Everybody in the cast is pretty much Australian except for our two leads, Christy and Christopher. And yeah, it's a movie about kind of the Pirates of Penzance, but
it's
with some
based on the Pirates of
80s pop stuff jammed on in there. I feel like some of the songs were cut short. The Penzance ones.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of them were cut short.
Modern Major General. I was like, oh.
And most of them were missing. Yeah. There was only maybe a quarter of the songs.
I would say they took all the bangers and they kept them. You know? Like all they, the like, yeah.
Yeah, they did like a verse and two choruses of.
Yeah. And of like all the super popular, upbeat,
really
kind
popular
of fun
songs.
Ones. Yeah. And then all the rest of the ones, they were like, who needs those ballads? We're going to replace them with these.
Actually, it was like we're replacing them with an 80s synth ballad, which, you know, I have feelings about.
I have feelings, too, but I think they're on the opposite end of the spectrum. I think we're going to fight. This is the time. It's going to happen.
This is the time we're going to fight. Where's your sword? Wait, I've got a pirate jacket here.
I got pirate outfits here, too. You know, we should have dressed up as pirates for this because we were recording it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. So let's just dive right into the plot of this movie.
Yeah. So we open up on a pan down of a pirate ship. So with the sails and the spectacular jaunty adventure / metal pirate music.
It's called Victory.
It's called Victory. And it's a song and it's a male chorus song and great voices in this male chorus, like classic kind of voices. And we see all this sort of
fighting cannonballs.
Balls, and I'm like, wow,
stock
the production
footage.
Value on this is really high. And then it goes to the end, and I was like, oh, stupid free internet link, right? You know? And it's not that. It's that it sort of like pans out, and you see this wonderful wooden framed 80s TV.
Yeah.
And it's a promo shot for a tour group.
Tourist trap, yeah.
Yeah,
like pirate-y.
And so those were like stock footage movies.
I can confirm that these opening sequence titles are pretty much ripped from like several different like pirate movies and just colorized.
Yes.
And like this is very accurate to what, because after it, because I watched it on YouTube. It's the same quality pretty much, maybe like not as good as the I didn't even know where we found it, and I was like, here, try
it on the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, I think it might be slightly better on the Wayback Machine, but I couldn't get it. Anyway, long story short, now YouTube's like, you want pirate movies. So then I actually, after this was over, I started skipping through pirate movies to be like how much there, and I found that these are some things about pirate movies that must be in. So there must be ships battling each other and people jumping from a ship to another ship. You got to have that. Your main guy does need to be shirtless for a lot of it.
In the contract.
The old pirate movies from like the silent film era. I watched a silent film. Well, I didn't. I skipped through a silent film era pirate movie called like the Black Pirate or something like that. And he was like, he like progressively through the movie lost more and more clothing and was just like in basically underwear at the end. Turned out he was really a nobleman. And then I watched this terrible, horrible thing about this like pirate who's just like nagging this woman the entire time. And like, yeah, he's hot, but like she cute anyway. But then at the end she's like, actually I love you, and they kiss, and I was like, anger. Anyway, so yeah, the shirtless thing, that's like a requirement. And there were a lot of things that happened in this.
Get cut down to your navel. Are you even pirating?
A pirate, yeah. So the fact that our lead in this movie just was like shirt off whenever he possibly could, super accurate.
The amount of skin cancer that this cast must have got from this shoot, because there's some scenes where he is clearly burned.
Yeah, he's just like,
I'm like, oh my. So yeah, so he is like a performer, let's say, on a pirate ship, and like all these lovely people come on and do like a tour of the pirate ship, and they see like this is how they used to sword fight, and who wants to come up and try? And there's this like gaggle of beautiful women in bikinis
walking
that
around,
are walking in sync with their fabulous dancer bodies
to a song that later is sung, "We Are the Pirates."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they come up and they're like, "Oh," and then there's this other girl that's like the I think I put dweeb because I felt that was more 80s.
Dweeb is more 80s, yeah.
Yeah. That. And then I was like, so she's got glasses and the straight hair mullet because ain't nobody got time for straight hair in the 80s.
Yeah.
And and her plaid shirt, her plaid oversized shirt. And she's just, oh my God, she has.
She's the boombox holder.
Yeah. And that's so what she's there like going along with this gaggle of bikini clad women.
Poor Mabel.
I'm not sure what her relationship is to them in the real world because this movie takes place largely in a dream sequence.
I think she's like the person who wants to be cool, so she like does their dirty work because she's holding the boombox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they're all like, Mabel, do this, Mabel, do that. So like, yeah. I think she's just trying to get in with them, but like, all, they like, treat her like crap. Her. Oh, they're such like, dicks to her. Yeah.
Oh, it's just horrible. And they push her forward onto the stage to do the swashbuckling with the half-naked guy. And yeah, you know, in the 80s when it was just like, let's just sexually harass somebody and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So then that happened.
he says the line, the master of the cut and thrust, the lunge and parry, the in and out. So there's a lot of innuendo.
So the innuendo in this movie, like I love some innuendo. The innuendo in this movie is so clunky and so forced. I'm just like, it's like, come on.
I liked it.
Come on.
Liked it.
Oh, you know what? I was here for half of this movie.
Yeah.
And then I kid you not, I started sketching out designs for a cross stitch I want to do for my sister for Christmas.
Was it during the 80s ballads? That I loved so much.
Look, 80s ballad I can buy you.
We're going to talk about it.
Five 80s ballads.
Hold on!
Replacing, like, things that drove the plot. And then you're just like, I'm just stuck in the hell of an 80s ballad over and over and over again.
There were faces in the sky. And then the guitar went.
Faces din, in the din, sky. Din,
din. It was like the rains down in Africa.
Look,
come
we'll
on.
Get there.
Okay,
also,
okay.
I'm sorry, but I hate that song. I don't.
Oh, no, I don't like that song either. But
I hate that song.
Okay. So she says
Drunk
Olay.
Pauline will belt it, but I don't like that song. Anyway, so.
She says Olay, but it's touche.
Yeah, he's like, it's touche.
Yeah.
And then they do like the, oh, I'm in order for me to show you proper form, I have to like grope you to do
obviously,
it. And
obviously.
It's totally fine. And he's not outwardly creepy. He balances this very interestingly. Like,
it's weird because you're like
creepy. He just sort of does it. He's like, this is how this is.
I think that's
okay.
The shtick. Yeah, that's the shtick he's been taught to
do. Yeah, it's so interesting because I'm like, what he's doing is 80s office sexual molestation.
Mm.
But I don't think he's doing it that way. It was very weird for me. I was like, what's happening? Like, this is strange. So she's like, oh, Flutter's a boy. And he's just like, anyway. And this is,
well,
I'm just doing a job.
He asked her to go on his boat.
Yes, he's like,
seems
so
genuinely,
he likes her.
Yeah, he seems genuinely interested.
He genuinely likes her. And he's like, hey, you want to come on this boat with me? So then all these fucking bitches are like, yeah, a boat.
Well, he does invite them. He's like, bring your friends.
Oh, that's right.
And then they all kind of take over. And then they send Mabel to get McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they do this thing where, like, they're all on the boat with him. And they kind of, like, chuck the boat forward as soon as they get the McDonald's from her. And they leave her behind.
Yeah.
So she has to go rent a boat.
My heart was a little broken right there.
I was like,
and he was like, oh, no, what about Mabel?
Yeah.
Like, holding him. She's like, eh, she's fine. And I was just like.
Yeah. And now
the
they're
fuck?
Molesting him. And I was like, wow, okay,
yeah,
it's the 80s.
I actually felt really bad for her. I was like, oh,
so
no.
Then she life jacketlessly gets on. No one's wearing a life jacket in this movie.
It's the 80s.
Yeah, gets on this little dinghy and suddenly it's overcast.
So, so that's because the stock footage only had rainy day footage of faraway boats.
And she's like, woo, in this boat.
And she's like, wait for me.
At one point later on, it was Freddie was in a boat, and the older lady, Ruth was going after him.
Yes.
And my husband was like, why is there a rope on the front? I'm like, because he's being towed, and obviously she's standing in the ocean right now. Like, anyway.
They're standing in a tank right now, and they didn't frame the shot correctly.
Yeah,
that's why there's a rope there.
So she falls out of her boat.
She jumps off. Yeah. Oh no, she falls off the boat.
Falls off.
And then the boat sort of wilsons away, and she's like, wogle, 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 and then she ends up washed up elegantly. Oh yeah, all of a sudden there's these crazy waves, which is a completely different style of stock footage.
Harp, waves, smoke. Pirates.
I have because that happens, and now we go into her dream sequence, which is the Pirates of Penzance, kind of.
It's like the Pirates of Penzance, 80s-ified,
with 80s feminism.
Yes. So he kind of half acidly sings, "I am a pirate king." No, first there's like a big fight. I don't know, whatever. It just took forever.
Yeah, so we start out with, so now we're on the pirate ship.
Yes.
And we meet the pirate king.
There's a big fight, pirates.
There's that hair, his hair.
Yeah, his codpiece.
Wow. His cod, okay. Bejeweled. I have a note about this codpiece. So not only does it take me back to Tom Cruise's codpiece.
I had visions of Tom Cruise's.
But also, how did it take me like 5 whole seconds to realize it was there? Because like
it was a bit of a delay.
Didn't change. You know what it was? Is I was listening to him and I was like, "Is he gonna sing?" I think that's why I was like, "He's doing a great job of sing speak." If you want to know how to sing speak, this is how you sing speak.
Yeah, he did do great. A good singy speak.
Yeah, because makes... like there is nothing wrong with like if you hire a magnificent character actor and they just can't sing it.
Yeah,
give them this. This is how you do it.
Does make sense now that you've told me he was the producer.
He was the producer.
He was on like 227 episodes of this Australian cop show thing called Division 4. And that's pretty much the most of what he did. And
yeah, so
the girl
this is probably a little passion project for him.
The girl that played Ruth, I think she, Gary, the constable guy, he was also on Division 4. So like, they must have like met that. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Okay.
So yeah, he's one of those like, you know, had a big solid like Australian television career.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I think this was like a little dream role for him.
He just sort of
made it happen.
He
but
worked
weirdly,
out.
at the end of a couple of phrases, he did sing and sang well. So I'm not sure
his end
what happened.
Note was decent.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was kind of like, oh, why wasn't he singing more? Oh.
I thought he'd probably like sort of talk his way through and then lead us into the singing, which he never did. But that's fine. He did an excellent job of sing speak. This is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. And it does still work.
The costumes are super fun.
They're fun. They're super fun. There's a lot of big, beefy, bald bodybuilder dudes.
Yes.
In this, which is quite cute. I've got like I wrote down a couple of lines as I went through this.
Yeah.
One of them was like, "Captain, I found your sword." Like. Where was it? what the fuck? So now they're in like, now we get into like a battle. There is a battle, and Frederick is like, you know, doing his things like, you here and you there. And then they're like all sentimental that this is Frederick's last battle.
Yes.
Before his indentured service is over.
No, he's leaving.
Because
he doesn't want to be a pirate no more.
Because his service is over.
Yeah. There you go.
And that was it. Oh, I also have, there was no budget for shirts.
Darn. Oh, I'm so sad.
I'm so sad.
And at one point they're like, "What is there to life anyway? Something, something." And all the pirates are like, "Sex!" And I was like,
Oh, okay. Yes, I have that written down too. But also, in this battle, they're fighting like the ship entirely manned by the Dread Pirate Wesleys.
Oh, yeah. It's like Dread Pirate. It's actually I think the technical name is like, of the music in this bit here, when I looked up the soundtrack, was like Chinese pirate song or something.
Yes. Yes. So like, so they were people of Asian descent.
Except one was Irish.
No, it was an Irish tenor. So he's like, he's like, say like what, like he was like, say something or plead for me or whatever. And he was just like la, la, la. And he's like, excellent. We could use an Irish tenor. And he kept him. So like this movie got off to a great start for me. Like I was like, yes, these are funny. And then they were going like in and out of the actual dialogue. And then they would change it up to suit their
sensibilities.
Yeah. And the changes in the script that they wanted. But they were still using large chunks of the actual dialogue. Mm-hmm. They changed most of the lyrics to The Pirate King.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would imagine. I was like, I remember this song being, I remember all the ones being longer, except maybe the Sisters song, the jumping down the
mountain. Oh, no, the climbing over Rocky Mountains. Yeah, no, that was way longer. But okay, they, Yeah, everything was way longer. And that's fine. It can be shorter. Like, because you know GNS, they just like to repeat in case you missed it the first time.
They kind of, so I did notice there was a nut crusher made of skulls.
That's what I thought. Okay, hang on. So Ruth? So there's a little section. So when we first see Ruth, she's like polishing something, and then there's like a set of two skulls beside her with like the craniums cut off, and then she closes them down, and then it makes a sound.
Ka-ching. And I was like a ka-ching. What is that?
And I was like, is that bits of skull? Is it a nutcracker? But then later you see it, and it's like a till.
Yeah, it made like a cha-ching.
It's like a cha-ching sort of sound. So I'm not sure if it's like going through polishing gems or counting coins.
But then the second time I watched it, I was like, nuts? I still couldn't figure it out.
I thought it was nuts at first, but then it made the ka-ching-ka-ching sound later. I was like, it's a till!
But money noise? What's happening?
I'm not really sure. Also, like in the middle of the Pirate King number, there's a section where he like goes up a little higher. There's three guys behind him, and they're doing like this with their arms,
like the backup dancers,
like they're just like, so funny. I was like, yes, this is hilarious.
They try to convince him to stay by having like this weird little like dance off, and then they like peck off.
Yeah, but wait.
Oh,
at the end of the Pirate King.
Yes.
At the end of the Pirate King number, he's up on one of the masts.
Yes.
Up on I guess it's not the mat. The mast is the bit that goes this way, but he's up there.
The sideways one.
And then
one.
He comes down with the classic, like, dagger in the sail and all the way down. And then one of the pirates is like, he tore our goddamn sail again.
I didn't hear that. Yes. Someone on the boat's like the stage manager of the pirates.
Yeah, he's like,
the hell? Come on.
Yeah, anyway, so yes, so now we're talking about him leaving the ship because he's now
something,
out
something
of his indentures.
Sex.
Yes.
And so then he...
Tell me, men, have you missed anything in these 20 years at sea? Sex! They all say in unison.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like I said, I was on board for quite a while. This was fun.
They all say, ah, shit, at the same time, too.
Yes.
Which was charming.
And, which is a fantastic, like, GNS chorus thing,
yes,
is
thing
for them to reply in unison, right? And it, so, like, they kept that, and it's just silly and fun, and I loved it.
Yeah. As I was watching it, I was like, Pauline's probably going to hate a lot of this, because she really knows what the source material so well, that she's probably going to be like, rage!
I'm all for changing it. I really am. Of like, see, like up till now, like I'm into it. There's certain things that I really love.
Ballads.
There's ways to do it. And I just think that like you said, at this time, the Kevin Kline production was going on, and they hit it perfectly. Like,
yes,
they knew how to do it.
The Kevin Kline movie.
It's just a filmed version of the stage.
Is great. Yeah.
And it's so good. And
Angela frickin' Lansbury's in it.
Yeah. Is amazing.
Amazing.
She wasn't in the stage production, but like, I think she was the only main character that didn't come over. Everybody else did. Like, that version is just so damn good. Mm-hmm, but that's not what this is trying to be.
No, it's
either.
Not trying to be this. No.
Yeah. So,
we should not compare the two.
No. Not in any way.
All right. So then we meet all the sisters.
You meet the girls.
Shortly. Well, he jumps off the boat and he's on the boat and Ruth comes and gives him his boots and then he sees the women. But it's sort of interspersed.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It goes to the girls first, then goes back to him on the dinghy and then goes back.
Oh yeah, I got sisters dinghy. Sisters dinghy. So
sisters
first.
Sisters dinghy.
We meet the sisters. Yeah.
We meet the sisters climbing over Rocky Mountains and in their pretty little like summer vaguely Edwardian dresses.
Yes.
And then there's
Mabel.
They're like, oh, Mabel. So they throw in this like hilarious dialogue that's just shit kicking Mabel about how she's the youngest daughter and oh my god, la la
and
la. And then you see her up standing on a rock in all her Xanadu glory.
Xanadu mullet of glory. Like they took clip-ins and clipped them into the back of her mullet and curled them and she's got a headband on that she takes off very like I feel like
and
the costume
bush.
She just is like fuck this headband. I think it probably wasn't that comfortable and the costume person was
I
like
think
wear
the
this
continuity
headband
guy was like this
yeah.
thing
get it off
go.
Yeah so somebody somewhere was like get rid of the headband so they just
I
like,
just thought it was really funny that she was like so like scantily clad anyway that all she really could take off was this headband
yeah And she's like slit up to her top of her thigh. She's basically wearing underwear, like Edwardian underwear.
Yes.
But with no corset over top, which is really funny because anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Yes.
So they're all there's and then the girl change into their swimming costume.
Oh my god, so I love good. Them. I love them.
Oh
it was
my god.
So chitty chitty bang bang. I was dying.
Yes, these little
and then
like
they all
blue.
Had like colorful parasols
and the tent they got dressed
and
in.
And they're like such good dancers and they're dancing in sand, you guys. Like it was not easy. So they condensed this little song right down.
Yeah. Their parasols had feathers on the outside.
So good.
So
they were
good.
So good.
Yeah.
And they did this beautiful, like these were all very classically trained dancers, knocking it out of the park. So good.
Huzzah.
So good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then
we pop back to the dinghy, and Freddie's on the dinghy eating a banana.
Yeah,
and
Ruth has
I
brought
my
him
ass off because in the original show, Ruth gets on the dinghy with him, but in the show she just swims after him.
Yeah,
she's like having the dialogue while like hanging off the end of the boat.
And he doesn't even like consider helping her on to the dinghy.
Well, she's just like, anyway, Ruth Howell. She's just like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like, so funny. And then he's just like, he does the like telescope gag of the giant penis looking at the girls.
Mm-hmm. And then the girls he's like,
oh my god.
Bigger.
And he leaps off the boat and then they like speed up the footage of him swimming. So like that was really cute. And that's it. We don't see Ruth again. So we don't get the fight between him and Ruth.
No.
Or anything. Like that's all gone.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
We gotta make room for pumping and blowing.
We really didn't even. If there's pumpin no pumping and blowing.
And blowing.
Pumping and blowing.
Pumping and blowing. It's coming up.
It's coming
I'm
up.
Excited.
In the second act. And it's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So now they do like a Jaws reference as well of him swimming up on the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up and he's like, what's up? And he's topless. And they're. And.
He grabs a flower.
He grabs a flower that
and
one of the
says,
like a flower chain around the heads and it fell off in the water. He's like, I didn't mean to
deflower you.
it's so heavy handed.
It's like wah, 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 wah.
Oh god. I was like, come on. So they all run away and hide from him. And then they take out what would be Freddie's love song and Mabel's entrance song.
Beow,
they take them out beow, and replace them
beow,
with
beow,
an
beow,
80s.
Beow. Pew, pew, mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved it so much. Not as much as another song later on down the line, but I thought this
was
pretty great.
I think my favorite out of these kind of songs was the Pumpin' and Blowin' song because that was so fucking
funny. It was my least favorite one.
I thought it was so funny. I was just like, what is happening?
I was like, okay. So they fall in love via montage, basically, doing this.
Yes.
Go look it up. It's called First Love. It was a huge hit, but the guy, they didn't, none of, Christy and Christopher never got any royalties from it.
Oh, so shit.
They're kind of screwed over, or at least Christopher. Anyway, I watched this interview on, like, an Australian, like, breakfast morning show thing, and they're like, something royalties. He's like, you know, I don't get any money from it.
Oh, he's got to fire his agent.
So,
that's rude.
It's got
what
double
exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's got double exposures. So it's got like, you know, they see each other across the beach and then the double exposure. There's a horse ride. Where the horses come from? We don't care.
Who knows?
He shows her a shell. He's like, the ocean. It's in a shell. And they walk on the beach and then they have
Greece.
A real om-nommy kiss at the end of it. That's just kind of like,
it's the tongue in there.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they're in love. She's
yeah.
in him.
And though I did like, now I have to say, she had a really good comic timing.
Yes, I enjoyed her. She was great.
I loved and comic timing for film. Like she just kept going and she just gave those lines honestly and right out there. Like I loved her delivery. I thought she was so
knew
funny.
What the tone was that they were going
yeah,
for. Like
she hit
it
out the park. And
really
he was
good.
Lovely too. Like he had
fine.
This.
Yeah, he's well, cute.
But he just had this lovely little airy.
He was so
nothing
innocent.
Offensive about this guy at all, right?
Yeah. No, he's really
and,
lovely. Yeah.
Well, but also like that part in the show is very like just shut up and sing, Freddie. You know, like. And like they're these wonderful like sort of dialogue where they're trying to get to know each other, and he's just like, he's like, my name is Frederick. She's like, is that Frederick with a K? And he's like, no, no K. She's like, I'm Mabel, no K. Anyway,
that was cute.
It's just so cute and stupid and like, yeah, it was really, 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 really sweet.
Yeah.
And then she was like, God, that was a short love scene.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta fall in love via montage. It saves so much time.
It's doing everything by montage. Yeah. Saves so much time. Mm-hmm. So now now the pirates arrive. They have come ashore. They're
definitely not superimposed into that rocky crag at all. No. They definitely. I was gonna say flew a ship.
They flew a ship.
That place that they filmed, all the outside rocky stuff, that was like an Aboriginal reserve park of some kind. They were like, don't mess anything up. They were allowed to be there.
Okay.
But they basically like couldn't mess with anything. And they had to be very strict about like, don't lean on that rock or like, don't break it. You know, like don't mess it. Cause they're like a nature reserve as well too. Yeah. So they had to be like, it was like, everyone was like, oh, on the set. Up and down those rocks and stuff like that. So yeah, but really beautiful. Just like the location, this little lagoon.
It was very pretty.
Yeah.
It was very pretty.
So they drive the ship ashore and get stuck. And,
yes.
He's like trying to kick it off and
he's like, oh, I should have didn't write it down, but he had like a really funny gag, the Pirate King too, like because the ship got run ashore, and he said something so funny. Oh shoot, I didn't write it down. Damn it.
He's trying to like push it off, and like everybody ran off. I also remember something funny.
He said something funny. Anyway, watch this. He said something.
He said something funny. Okay.
Yeah. and then this is where we lose like three songs. Which basically does just cut to the chase of them picking a woman and getting it on, and these women are right in there. They're all for it.
Oh yeah, there's one. So Samuel is like the second, like the first mate.
Yeah.
And he actually, so at the beginning, there's a guy playing guitar on as they're going in, and he's Samuel. And then the guy punching the tickets is like the constable. So like everybody in the real world has a role in this world. And Samuel and the girl that he was chasing, they were doing the cutest. She was like hiding behind her ribbon and being like, oh no. And it was really cute.
Oh no, big bad pirate. Oh no. Yeah. And he's like, oh no.
He's like, oh, I'm so bad.
On this rock. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
It was really funny. Yeah. They were hilarious. I really like them.
So at least I have to give it to them that this was at least conceptual.
Ooh.
I'm going to leave it right there. I've just made a new word. It's conceptual.
Is it conceptual?
It's conceptual fun.
Ooh, conceptual feeling.
Conceptual. Oh no.
It's, you know.
Because in the show it's sure not.
I mean you are doing choreo for this show right now, or you have just done,
just
and
finished,
this also is a theme with pirate movies. Yes.
It's the Sabine women theme.
Yes, just grab the women.
Grab your women!
As you do. And they just keep saying the R word in this movie so casually. We're just going to keep
going. R and pillage.
Yeah, R and pillage, R and pillage. And I'm just like, wow. It does kind of calm down a little ways through.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, this is one of the things that's going to make you be like, oh, 80s?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But Mabel. She sword fights the Pirate King.
Maybelle sword fights. She's like right in there. She's like, F off.
She's a pretty good job. I mean, obviously he defeats her. There's a funny shot where it's like a shot from above, and she's like, and then there's a shot from below, and he's like, ha ha ha, the sword. So it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then she's aiming at his codpiece, and he's like, you're aiming too low. And he's like, I'm not aiming at your heart.
The gardens.
Yeah. They go all the way up, and now they're in the gardens. Yeah,
now we're in the gardens.
Which is more kind of like a big field with a garden in the background kind of thing.
Well, it was more like, think like big manor gardens or chateau gardens or something.
They do kind of go into more gardeny gardens later.
Yeah. So when I think of a garden on a big mansion-y property, there is a lot of field.
Yeah.
And then there's like the actual garden. There's like different types of garden. This is like
this is sort of
meadowland.
This is like the in front of that castle, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's
that one in France.
You know that Versailles? One in France?
Thank you.
Versailles has very sculpted gardens.
Yeah.
It's like
bigger than that. But like,
it's grass. They're on grass.
They're on some grass. There's a fight. Her dad comes out.
Yeah, and her dad comes out. So here we meet the Major General. So this is all going in time with things. So she's just like, you know, you better knock this off. My dad's a Major General.
Yeah.
He's, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, oh, like, oh no, a Major General. And then the Major General arrives and sings the Major General's song.
A very truncated version.
Yes, very truncated, which is the patter song.
Yeah.
Which they changed some lyrics on and it was rather clunky. This is a thing that I have a problem with, is a lot of shows will update the reprise verse.
Yeah.
And you put something more nowadays in it. And
well, it's HMS Pinafore, we did that too. Yeah.
Yes. The reprise verse is usually updated, like, which was a thing they did at the time. Mm-hmm. So if like a scandal came up or whatever, they would rewrite
about
the
scandal.
Reprise verse. So this is something that has been going on since the show was in inception.
Yeah.
And but they did change like some words, and I'm not sure why they did, because they just sort of did it randomly throughout. But it didn't really fit the meter. So I was like, interesting. Also, please let's not get me started on if you are recorded and you have as many takes as you need and you can splice them all together, there is no excuse for you to be out of breath.
Or behind the beat ever so slightly. Just ever. He was ever so slightly behind the beat.
And I'm like, if it was all one take and it was live, fine.
Yeah. But hey, maybe they sang live on set like Les Mis.
Sure, Jan.
Okay.
But they did have a nice thing that was like, Mabel was like, Dad.
Yeah,
and she's trying to tell him the thing. He's like, not now, darling, I'm on.
Yeah.
He comes out and does his performance. And then he also does this cool thing where he's like, play our long, our lives depend on it.
Yeah.
Which was really cool because like I've never really thought about that. Usually the Major General is this kind of foppish idiot that's sort of going along, and he does pretend to be an orphan.
He does lie
to get everybody out of this conundrum and to have them not get killed or his daughters taken away. Mm-hmm. But they did sort of like introduce that, like right from the get-go, he was putting on this particular patter song as a way to sort of disarm them. And I was like, that's interesting. I've never thought of it as he came in deceiving right from the get-go
to be like
it's kind of fun like that
and I did like the relationship the two of them had, like the whole like a lot of fun, and then they all like at one point everybody like sneaky walk all around in a big circle, and
that
it was really
chorus
cute.
Was killing it, was it.
The chorus,
this is how you
it.
Chorus
love it.
Please watch these people, they were great. Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, but I'm an orphan, and all the powers go ah shit
so good you do miss all the like misunderstanding of the play on words of orphan, and that whole scene is gone. They do a little bit of something similar way later, so I was like, oh okay, like a misunderstanding of the words because of the accent.
Now this stolen family treasure plot line,
yes,
is that in the original show?
No.
Okay, all right, because it's been a while since I've seen Pirates of Penzance, so I was like, these are the pirates that stole your family treasure. And I was like, what's going on? So these are the pirates that stole the family treasure. They're going to get the treasure.
Yeah. So I think what they introduced this, A, because treasure and pirates, you know, that's fine.
Pumping and blowing.
It's so pumping. We can get pumping and blowing in here.
And blowing.
It's
all about that song.
It was all about that song. But also,
that song and they were like, that's got to get in the movie. How do we make it happen?
Yeah. It also gives Maybelle a thing to do.
Yes. As opposed to like, just be Maybelle.
Yeah. It gives her like the I've got this idea and this is how we're going to do the thing.
Yeah. Like, so it's my idea.
Yeah.
So basically after,
it's how she gets some control.
Yeah. The pirates go back to their ship, but they don't quite leave. And then she's like, hey, Dad, you know, if he gets the treasure back, can we get married? And he's like, yes, I think. Did he say yes? He says yes. Okay.
Yeah, he says yes.
So then they...
And that would be act one ending.
Okay. All right. I feel like there's so much more movie.
Yeah. But this is, in
this is
the actual
one.
Show, kind of where act one ends, because they've now lost all the songs from the end of the first act and the beginning of the second act, but this is about where it would end.
Okay. And instead we have... Shall we get to the sex switcheroo and then we'll call it our intermission?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, we're getting to the sexy switcheroo. Mm-hmm. So then Mabel and Fred we're calling him Freddy in this movie.
He's called Frederick. I've always called him Freddy for short.
Freddy! Yep. They, at night, are going to go swim to a model of the pirate ship, which is definitely not a teeny tiny shitty model of the pirate ship. And they're going to find the treasure on the ship. So now Mabel is in, like, a chemise and, like, little, like in a little...
She's in her combinations and her corset.
Combinations. I was going to call it all-in-ones. But, yeah, combination and a corset. And now Freddy, he's looking at her, he's like, oh... Except, like, she's got more of her body covered now than she did when they first met. But because now she's in her
quote-unquote
underwear, he's like, I'm all Twitter-pated. I thought that was funny.
Very funny.
So she's like,
come on, get it together, let's go! And he's like, flower.
So they swim to the boat, and they get on the boat, and all the pirates are asleep. And she's like, where's the treasure? And he's like, it's not here. And you're like... Why do we let men plan anything? But anyway, then he's like, no, but
wait. Let the women do the work.
So he's like, wait, no, but the map to the treasure is on his back, but he never takes his shirt off. No one's ever seen
it.
Tattooed on his back. She's like, don't worry, I'll get him to take his shirt off. He's like, how are you going to do that? She's like, just go wait outside.
Yeah, with
so
my titties.
He's wearing like a diaper, basically. Like it's like a little loincloth. So he's all in a loincloth.
But it's got like the rolled G-string top.
Yeah. It's very...
That's what makes it look diapery.
Yeah, looks very diapery. So he goes and scaffolds outside the captain's cabin.
Look, I'm just really happy for this guy that he has like his body in this status on film. So he can tell people that he used to look like that.
He can be like, that's me, baby.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then she puts a pirate shirt on over top of her combination and corset.
Yes, she does. A big puffy pirate shirt.
Puffy pirate shirt. And she goes into
fantastic. And she 80s belts it. Yeah. Like, you know when you used to wear the giant oversized t-shirt?
Just 80s belt it.
With the capri leggings and then you'd belt it? That's what's happening.
Super flattering.
She looked great!
So she goes in and she's like, hey. And he's like, something about, he calls her like a nymph.
A nymph.
A nymph. And then he's like, wait, no, nymphette. And she's like, nympho.
I'm like, ew. Oh.
So she's coming on to him and he's all like, let's do it, basically. And she's just trying to get him to like take his shirt off, but not actually have the sex.
Yes.
And he takes his shirt off and his pecs are right in her face. So she gets him to take his shirt off.
She's tiny.
She is very tiny. And he's like, 200 push-ups a day. And I'm like, well, this actor was like,
he
probably
looked great.
Did 200 push-ups a day.
Yeah, he was in shape.
So things keep getting like a little bit like, oh, I don't know. And then she's like, wait, you know what would really turn me on? And she whispers something in his ear. And he's like, oh. So then he.
Oh, also, they did do the dagger in my pocket.
Is that a dagger in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? Oh, it's a dagger. Throw the dagger. I mean, obviously.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging daggers.
Low-hanging swinging fruits.
So he's flexing away and
so he's doing like a bodybuild flex show.
She's getting him to turn so his back
is
toward the window, and then so that Freddy can draw the map. And he does it for so long that he gets all like tuckered out. He's like,
yeah. But also she's like, to the left. Funny. So she's doing like
That's right.
Yeah.
Over
she's like,
there.
Right there. Yeah.
So good. Yeah. I'm so tired. And she says, hang on. There's something she says. I wrote it down. It was so stupid. You're really turning me on, I must say.
Yes.
I was like,
she was so funny.
She was.
But the pacing was a little off for me.
Yeah, it was a little awkward.
She was great. Yeah. What's the age of consent?
Oh, yeah.
In this country. Yeah. She's like 18. He's like, oh,
good. I'm old
good,
enough.
I'm old enough. And I just said, ew. That didn't age
He's
well.
Quite a bit older than her.
Oh, I'd say he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably 22.
Yeah, early 20s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little gross.
It's a little disgusting.
Anyway. But the rest of the scene was all very like 80s sex comedy romping.
Yeah. And she like blows the candle out. And then Ruth switches in for
all
her.
All right. Then we have a consent issue.
We have a consent issue for sure. Because then they.
I'm not sure how much Ruth saw. But Ruth took her opportunity.
Ruth did take her opportunity.
So she Mabel blinds him. blindfolds him.
I was like, him. Holy
just
shit.
Stabs him with that dagger.
Right. She's like, I want to sexy blindfold you.
I'm going to sexy blindfold you. And that's how she escapes. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, ooh, ha, ha, ha. And he's like rolling around. And then Ruth comes in. But she like immediately goes for him. So I don't know how much she was watching. Because she doesn't take a minute to like take stock of what's going on.
Not
she just
great.
Immediately sexually assaults him.
Yeah, and I guess he has blindfold
it.
On, and it's dark, and he.
Ew! And then he said something about her boobs being bigger, but he called it something else.
Your goosebumps have grown.
Your goosebumps have.
Because grown. Earlier she was like, "Ooh, you're giving me goosebumps."
And he's like, "Ooh, your goosebumps flexing. Have grown because Ruth has bigger titties."
She does. Yes. And so that's a bit we're gonna
I'm gonna assume he just fell asleep after.
Yeah,
because he still doesn't clue doesn't clue in because he makes reference to it like way
oh,
later
yeah,
in the film.
At the end of the movie.
And he's like, oh, that was you, Ruth? I guess so. Like
yeah.
So
yeah.
So this is an 80s thing that happens all the time where it's like okay to sleep with people and pretend to be somebody else.
Yeah.
It's not okay, kids.
It's not. Bad and wrong.
Bad and wrong.
Bad and wrong.
Yeah, so...
So they sink the boat, and that's why.
How did the boat sink? I missed that.
Frederick did something.
I see.
That's all I know.
Okay,
but
I want
then
to eat a mini
egg. He tied little life jackety buoys on all his pirate friends, though, because he's like, I don't want them to die when the boat sinks.
Because they were sleeping.
Yeah.
How so did I miss that? I must have been taking notes, being outraged at all the consent issues.
That must have been it. Yeah, it was a bit of an outrage.
I just did the one watch.
Yeah, they dive off, they get away, and that's our intermission.
We'll call that intermission.
Okay, and now we're pumping and blowing. Pumping and blowing.
So we sunk the ship, and now we're pumping and blowing. So what happens is Mabel's on the dinghy
with a crank.
A crankety crank.
For a diving bell.
Helmet
crank,
on a loincloth butter. Freddy.
Yeah, he's still got the loincloth.
So just the loincloth. With the,
he's
the
definitely really
helmet.
At the bottom of the ocean and not just in a studio with a blue filter over it.
Yeah.
When he kicks the sand, it completely, totally reacts the way that it would react if you kicked sand underwater.
And also, if you didn't believe that he was underwater, the cartoon fish would set you straight.
Yeah.
And Mabel is just up there singing her heart out about
she forgets to pump sometimes.
And he's like, oh my God.
And then he almost dies. Gosh. And she keeps pumping. And it's blowing. Like, my, a something, something. Mm-hmm. I gotta keep on pumping and blowing. And then all the, so there's like three chorus lady fish, a muscle fish,
a blue fish.
A fish that is behind a shark head. At one point, like a big shark comes along. It's not really a shark. It's just a fish behind like a fake
something.
Shark.
I'm not really sure.
But yeah, they're just there. Freddy acknowledges their existence because he's kind of like waves at one. So
yeah. So he's down there to get the treasure.
The treasure. Mm-hmm. And it's very Xanadu. Remember the Xanadu leg warmer?
Tweety Bird leg warmers.
Leg warmer, Tweety Bird. That was better than this. I gotta say.
Because that was like a Thumbelina moment and I was into it.
Yeah. So,
although this was a bit Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Although they did the buoyancy a bit better, but this was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. And they get the treasure. He pulls up, he comes up to the surface and he's got a plate with the house that they live in. The house. The mansion.
The crest?
The crest. Which then, like, overlays into the actual mansion. Mm-hmm. And they go back and return the treasure. And then.
Yes. So now they can get married.
Her dance playing? Probably snooker and not pool.
Snooker.
And he says.
I don't think it was a snooker table, but yes.
They come in and he's like, right on cue. And then he hits the ball, and I was like,
"Get it!"
Flark. He's wearing this wonderful dressing jacket and like the little hat.
Yeah,
he looks really great.
Yeah, a little pillbox hat.
Yeah, a little pillbox hat. So the treasure's back, but he still is like, "No, you guys can't get married." And then she's like, "Hey, if Freddy defeats the pirates, maybe we could get married." And he's like, "I'm gonna go get on a horse." And get the pirates, and then hard cut to him falling off a horse. or he just already fell off a horse, because I don't think he wanted to hurt. He's on the ground and a horse is running away.
Yeah, and the horse is running away, and he's like, I've been on a ship for 20 years.
When would I ever learn to ride a horse?
Which is a great point.
Good point. How? When? Yeah, but he rode a horse earlier in the dream montage, so.
But that was a dream.
Right. Okay.
Wait, no, it wasn't a dream montage. It was just a montage of them. Okay, don't think so hard. You may have found a plot hole.
They fell in love via montage. Did the montage things happen?
Was that a dream within a dream?
Was it a dream montage or like a montage, right?
Yeah. Don't know.
These are the questions we ask ourselves. Yes.
Then or maybe he just had an embarrassing fall off the horse and then just said that.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a list of all the amazing things that are in this sword fight that I'd like to read out. There's a sword fight now. The Pirate King comes back. Ruth is there. And this sword fight has everything. Mm-hmm. Banister slides.
Yeah.
Stair fights. Mm-hmm. Fighting at a great height. Mm-hmm. Pausing for a drink. Mm-hmm. Cutting candles with swords mm-hmm. that don't fall down. But, mm-hmm. you know.
Will later.
They will later. Magic trick coffins. Doves. Chandelier swings mm-hmm. and lightsabers.
Yes, I have all of those things.
Good. Okay, I didn't miss anything. So it's this is a very cheeky fight. At one point, Ruth is like reading this like great sword fighting of the thing, and then she like mm-hmm. holds up a picture of basically what they're doing. It's got all the tropes that are in all the sword fights.
By all rights, this sequence should have worked, and it didn't work for me. And I have to wonder if it was a pacing issue.
I think it could have had less cheeky pauses. I think there may be one too many cheeky pauses. I did enjoy the lightsaber moment. It was bad enough that it was not okay. You know when your dad tells a joke that's so bad that you're like, oh, it was like that. So like I appreciated what they were doing, but it didn't make me laugh out loud, but I was kind of like, oh my god.
It so also had another reference.
Oh, Indiana Jones comes in
there. It
later.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, oh, that that's like, in the other fight. That's in the other fight.
Yeah, in a different fight. So he basically, after much shenanigans all over the place, sword fighting.
I do
fighting.
Have to say, mm-hmm. so it was one of those staircases that, like, it comes down on either side, turns around 90.
Yes. Yes.
Meets in the middle, turns around another 90, comes down. Mm-hmm. So the guy was on, like, the 90, the top of the center staircase, and
yeah,
Freddie
jumped
from the top all the way over there. That stunty, that was a great stunt.
It was a completely unnecessary jump, but mm-hmm. it was really impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah, the chandelier swinging was quite good.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. I'm saying, like, all those individual pieces should have worked. Was it the music? I don't know. Like, it just felt long and boring to me.
I think it just maybe paused too much, or like had too many stops.
Maybe
for me.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I think
it have worked.
If all that would have just kind of like dooley 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 to the end, it would have been a bit more successful. But it did have like the stopping for the drink was funny, but I think that was a moment where it was like, and then at one point like Ruth kind of comes in and stops it for a bit.
Yeah, like there was just something
again.
That didn't work. I think had it been like hit lightsaber, I would have been like, what the fuck, right? But it was just like hit, and I lost interest, and then the lightsaber came in, and I wasn't in on the joke anymore.
Yeah.
I think is what happened. I'm a bit sad because that could have been funny.
Yeah. And that is when now Ruth and the Pirate King reveal that, oh, you were born on a leap year. Mm. And then I was like, this is the GNS with a leap year. It's all coming back to me now.
This is the GNS with a leap year.
So he's not really 20-something.
So in his contract to the Pirate King, he is indentured to him until his 21st birthday. Mm-hmm, however, mm-hmm, he was born on a leap year.
Oh no.
Which means currently he's only 5 1/4, not 21. And he's like, well, surely you're not going to hold me to that. And they're like, no, we wouldn't hold you to that. We're just going to leave it to your sense of duty. And of course, the secondary title of this show is The Slave of Duty.
So, he's all about duty.
He's all about duty. So Frederick is just like, well, god damn it, it's a technicality, but it is technically in there, so I am duty and honor bound, so I have to go back and be a pirate until my 21st year.
So he sings a song about how he's gonna
Yeah,
Miss
so now
Mabel.
A goddamn ballad.
No, no. Yeah.
How can I live without her when she's gone?
Oh, yeah, bitch. This is the stuff! Oh, yeah.
Why do I hate this music? Is it because it's creepy? Does it feels okay. Like ew, creepy pedophile to me.
Oh, no, Pauline.
It really does. 80s ballads feel like ew, creepy pedophile to me.
Wow.
Okay. So I don't know what baggage I've got there. Mm. We have to go unload that separately. But that's why I don't like them. I'm like, ew, okay. I feel gross and dirty.
Your face is rather red right now.
Because I feel ew, gross and dirty.
Yeah, you don't like that song at all. Mm. No, I liked it. Not as much as the one she sings later. But there was something about, like, so they do the voice doubling. So that was for me. So it's kind of like where you have, it's a sort of 70s, 80s thing. My dad showed me how to, like, we had a recording studio. And this is one of the things that he's like, oh, you do this, it kind of sounds like Fuller. So you take your voice, and it's like on a slight delay, and you got one voice coming in one ear and one voice coming in the other. And they're not quite together, but they're together enough that they sound like the same voice, but it just sounds like two of you now singing at the same time. And that was happening, and I was like, this is weird. Yeah. At the beginning of the song, it's like the voice doubling is like really on, like full blast. So he goes through and he like looks in the water and sees her face there, and then, you know, he ends up at the end of this song about, like, you know, how's he gonna live? How do I live? Do, 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 do. And it's got like the, you know, drums and everything like that. And it was all very, I think this music for me, this kind of music is actually like really like, I like it. It's very nostalgic. I think we had like a 10 CD box set. Of like,
is it from Columbia House?
It was like a Columbia House kind of, and we had the CD player, which had like the 10 stacked.
Yeah,
you would take this big like sandwich of a CD thing out, and you put all your CDs in, and then when it would go on shuffle from song to song, it'd be like a song would finish playing, it would be like, and then we'll play a new song. So we had like hits of the this and the that. And a lot of these songs sounded like that. And so we would like dance around the living room to songs that had this sound to them. So this songs of this sound and this kind of genre, like it's very like, yeah, like it's very like to my childhood. Not necessarily like songs that I know who these people are, like the artists or anything, but like that sound is very nostalgic for me.
Well, don't let my association.
No, yeah, you're just like, I'm like, I loved it so much.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so and it's so cheesy. But
the cheese.
Oh my God.
The stretchy cheese.
And okay, so rewind just a tad, because in the fight, it starts in a chapel that has an open coffin in it with no one in it. We didn't mention that, but that's.
I believe this is alluding to the ancestral cemetery that is in the original show.
Okay, all right. Okay, this now makes more sense.
I don't think it's like an Undertaker's home anything like that.
I think they just have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a coffin.
The home.
Just open. Yeah, nobody's in it. In
my head, it's the Major General's.
Just waiting for him?
Yep. That's what I thought it was.
Okay, that's a bit more morbid. I was just like, oh, that's weird. So at the end, he's like, how can I live without her? I can't live without her. It gets in the coffin.
Gets in the coffin.
Obviously, she comes in. She's like...
Technically, actually, it's a casket.
I'm so sorry. It is a casket. It's got the casket shape.
Casket shape.
I'm so sorry.
Actually,
I think you're fine that it's a casket. You are correct. and Mabel comes in and she's like, but why? And we're in the garden. And so no, there's a hard cut. So we just skip past the conversation. Why would we want to see that conversation again? We just heard it. And he tells Mabel everything, and then she's like, wait, though, are you gay? We had to get a gay joke in there somewhere, I suppose. I don't know.
Was that because she was like, are you making up silly stories to get away from me? Is it just because you're gay and you don't want to tell me you're gay?
I think that's
Is that what she was going for?
I think that's what the script, yeah. I think that's what the script was trying to be like.
Still
oh,
weird.
Yeah, still weird. And like also knowing that Christy McNichol is gay.
Yeah.
That poor woman.
She didn't say it with any like
No, the way she delivered venom. It, the way she delivered it, I was like, that line in the hands of somebody who wasn't like sensitive to that could have been quite awful.
Quite
but
awful.
It was just,
she
it
just
was just kind
delivered
of...
it completely nonplussed, like, is it this?
Like, yeah, and he was like, no.
Because the,
like,
the actual reason is really stupid.
Because puffy shirts and leather, you know.
She's like, all those puffy shirts and leather cod pieces and stuff, like,
she's like, not that I don't judge, but whatever. Yeah, so.
So she did deliver it as best she could, but I was just sort of like, oh.
It was one of those other moments where it was kind of like,
Yeah.
Not as bad as the sex switcheroo.
No.
Still a little like, oh, no.
Another ballad.
No, but first she shows him her corset.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, don't you see my heart throbbing? Something about... Anyway, so she like
it was
opens...
throbbing.
He opens
He's
her
like,
top
oh,
up.
I'm throbbing!
And yeah,
I'm like, oh,
and she's like, don't
sakes.
You see me, my corset throbbing? I need to be free. And he's like, I'm throbbing. And then she's like, oh, and gets embarrassed, closes her shirt up. And then he basically decides, no, it's too... I have to have my duty and farewell to you. He walks away across on top of the water. And then falls into the water because he's run out of fake
land.
Anyway, it was very funny. He was like walking on water and she's like, oh, and then he's like, psh, into the water.
I had to rewind that. I was like, what just happened? Like, go back.
I'm not sure. So this is the, okay, we're going to have another, now it's another ballad and this is the good one. Fight Me. I love this song.
All right, how did it go?
So good. Hold on. Da 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 da. Hold on. Hold on, Doom. What?
You don't what? Like it.
You don't like it?
There's nothing objectively wrong about these songs.
I loved this. Okay, for me, the highlight of this song, there were, I'm going to go with three highlights. Highlight number one, at one point in time, he's walking across the vast field by a house, and then her
field
face
is vast.
Is superimposed in the air. And she's singing down to him. And I was like, whoa, yeah, that's a vibe. Yeah. And then verse two comes up and there's the guitar is like, dee, 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 dee. And I was like, hey, that was pretty great. And also the backup singers at one point, it was like, la, 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 la. It was pretty great. I've been listening to this song. A bunch.
Okay, I'm going to give you the... Okay, so this just clearly is not my thing. However...
I liked it.
However, on its own, each ballad may be fine. I think what I really was, like, getting annoyed at was they just kept replacing everything with a ballad, so it didn't drive the story anymore. In the way that the show did at that point, normally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sort of like, the would music you, is now no longer has a point.
Would you say that if you did not know what this show was ripping off...
I still hate
off,
80s ballads, so I might still hate this.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But it just, I think, I see what you're saying. But it did, it was very like same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same problem that Xanadu had for me, that it was just like,
mm-hmm.
All these songs are the same feeling, so we're not getting anywhere with these songs. They're all the same.
That's how I feel about GNS.
No, but they're different.
Mm-hmm.
But they are different. So there's like the happy song.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the sad song. Mm-hmm. These are all just mopey songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no happy, sad song.
Sure. Yeah.
There's no up and down there. There's no drive.
Dee 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 dee. Superimposed face.
Do you love a superimposed face? Yeah, I do love a superimposed face.
Yeah.
Do
you remember when the butler came out of the pond with their drinks in this song?
No.
Maybe you were like writing down how much you hated ballads, but
I just have another period ballad period.
So this one is like, it kind of like cuts back to them, like, I don't know when they would have done these things, but it's like flashbacks to them frolicking. And right. I'm like, when did they have time to do this? But whatever. And it's like him, like, with his shirt off in the and then they're by this pond, and the butler's coming out of the pond with drinks, and they take the drinks and they do the hands around each other sippy thing.
Oh, then
the butler goes back into the pond.
But this poor
actor obviously like hit like a weird stone or something. So he's trying to like butler walk. He doesn't bite it, but he's just kind of, you can see, he's just kind of like has a little hook.
He
soldiers on and he's okay. And
I didn't see him coming out or in. I didn't see either.
It's pretty amazing. He goes out, he comes out of the water to give him a drink, and then he just goes back into the pond. And I was like, this is
lulled
stupid.
Me into a coma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Damn it.
And then she goes to find her dad.
She goes to find her dad.
So. And now she's in a different outfit, obviously, because she's going to go to battle.
Yes.
She's got pants on.
And now here come the police.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Taran, ta-ra.
Nice. Like, this is well done. Yes. So again, this song is heavily truncated, but it's just enough for what you need in this show. It's great. It gives you exactly what they're on about. Nice, great, sharp, clean, hard to do, done.
The police are marching. The main guy's funny. I think when she goes to get them, I'm pretty sure she actually jumped onto the back of that horse.
She did. Yeah, she's an accomplice. Like, horse rider. That was hard to say.
it's all the ballads.
I should have stopped and started again, but I kept going and it just got worse.
Keeping
it in.
Sticking
with it. And where we are now.
So she tries to rally the troops and they're all wusses and run away. And then the Pink Panther, basically.
I have that too. Here comes. Okay.
So it's the Pink Panther.
So they've got a sergeant.
Yeah.
That's leading these, but then they also have a detective.
Inspector, because he's like.
Oh, an inspector. Pardon me.
We'll see what your inspector has to say about that. And then it's Inspector, Clouseau, I guess.
Clouseau. Yeah. Right? So it's this Pink Panther comes in and he's got this spoof. But again, the timing's off.
That like, I didn't. I was like, this is unnecessary.
It was bad. I'm like, oh no. Because it could have been really funny, highly unnecessary, but very funny. Mm-hmm. So they added this extra character instead of just.
Getting
being
on
the sergeant,
with it.
Like that's what the sergeant is. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. That
he
sure
did get off a bike and then get his foot stuck in the bike and then
but
that drag
whole
the
thing
bike
was
along
so
with him.
Long. Yeah. Like it was so long.
And she's like, "Where are the parrots?" And she's like, "Parrots." And he's like, "Parrots and pirates." And then
like,
is a
let's
nurse and a
take
horse.
A minute and remember that this is the time that we got Airplane. They know how to do slapstick comic timing for an entire movie, and this is not it. Like. Wow. Could have been really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
I liked when he poked his tongue with his pen and it hurt him.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I was gonna say, like, each individual thing was funny, but it was just like, oh, just gotta get an editor in there. Like, you just need an editor in there. Just take all that dead air out, you know? Because it wasn't landing for me. But the police chorus... so good. Like when it looks that clean and that easy, like what they were doing was not easy by any means. They were so together.
And like the sort of the way that the main constable guy would like the way he would move his body was very, very, it was very good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And they got like almost no airtime compared to the actual show, but they still had this huge impact and got exactly what they were supposed to be, you know?
So she goes to herd them, and there's more Tarantara. And then they're hiding
behind... Love a Tarantara.
Hiding behind trees and Tarantaraing, and then they
So the police are scared of the pirates, for those of you who don't this show.
Yeah.
The police are very scared of the pirates, and Mabel's like, let's do it! And they're like, ooh, and they're like, fight song is Tarantara, Tarantara. And so like under like the girls' chorus, and then again later under what the pirates are singing, the bass line of the policemen is Tarantara, Tarantara, which is like their mantra is happening. And they do this, like they have when she goes,
they do. Yeah, when they get
into
the house,
get them. Yeah. There is normally the classic GNS thing of like the guys sing, the girls sing, and then they sing over top of each other. But they're mm-hmm, singing two completely different things. But when they come together, it's really cool and really effective, right? So they don't do that, but they do the reprise. So you actually get to hear their part, which is really cool because it's normally the supporting part and then the orchestra was playing the ladies' part. And normally the ladies' part is the part that takes over. And then you hear this, like what they sang before, but just slightly different, mm-hmm, is supporting under the ladies. But normally you hear just the girls because it's so, it's more the melody. Mm-hmm, but the orchestra did it. And then you just got to hear the dudes. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Because any of the people that have ever played that part is like, yeah.
Like, I was singing too. And because then the Sopranos came in and no one could hear me.
Yeah. So, like, I thoroughly enjoyed that because it was like, oh my gosh, you actually get to hear it because it's just slightly different from what they were singing before, but you can never hear it. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a little geek moment for me.
Mm, what did you think of this, the We Are the Pirates song?
I just...
What the heck?
What?
Whoa, it was not good.
So, it was not good.
No. It was not good.
It was so not good, I have nothing written.
I've got We Are the Pirates. It's like, da, 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 da. Rah, 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 rah. I don't know. It's not great.
It was very childish.
Yeah. And just the melody... Blah, blah.
Blarg.
Bleh. Glad it wasn't that long of a song, but it's basically the pirates are coming and they're getting ready and they're doing their thing. And they've got...
Yeah, they're going to attack.
So then they get to the gate of the house and they've got like a busty throwy thing. What the hell are those called?
A battering ram? Like,
thank you.
Oh.
Whoa.
A busty throwy thing?
Busty throughy thing, actually. Actually, you'll find that I said busty throughy thing, and then I did not have Easter eggs on Easter. I did Cadbury cream eggs. Okay, now that we straight. So, a blunder. What?
A blunderbuss.
A battering ram. They have a battering ram. Okay, and they go to batter the gate, but they stop, and I thought to myself, I bet a vast amount of money, which I don't have, that they basically, the people who own that house were like, don't batter our gate.
And don't so batter our
like,
ram.
They were like, shit, what do we do? So they almost batter it and they're like, let's make a pyramid instead. Okay. So they make a pyramid. They go over. Then they've got a big battering ram and a baby battering ram. And the baby battering ram ring the doorbell and say, Avon calling?
Sure. I missed that.
So they're
that's
like,
funny.
Bing bong with this smaller one. And then they bust the door open.
What? How did I miss
no,
that?
No, and then
that
the butler
really
opens
funny.
The door, but then they bust through. Anyway, whatever. That really was very funny. Yeah, Avon calling. I think Samuel says it. Avon calling. And there's a brief moment where they're all sort of out. They all go in and Freddy's outside. Mm-hmm. And then it's like candlelit sisters in their underwear silhouettes. And it's like sexy music, but then nothing ever comes of that. It was
I don't
weird.
Remember that either.
Super weird. I was like, this is where the movie gets cacophonous and a bit.
It gets
much.
Very laborsome through here.
Yeah, I see a cat.
It's Stewie.
Oh, it's the nice one, except he pees on my stuff. Hello, Stuart.
Hi, Andy.
So, yes. Okay. Avon calling, push the doorbell, brief sexy shadows is what I have written down. Then there's like the medley, like the pirates singing and the tarantaras. But it's like not, and now it's like, it's as if we're in the house just hearing them go through the house and singing.
Okay. So now we're singing Cat-like Tread, which is the showstopper of the show.
And it's now just in the hallways.
And now it is,
Yeah.
It is like elevator music. So I was a little bit like,
the purist in Pauline is not
a mule. Yeah, I was a little bit choked. Also because it like did the 80s fade as they wandered down the hall. And I was like, are you kidding? Yeah. So, but they also changed some lyrics in this song.
How dare they?
Which is fine if you want to change some lyrics. But when the lyrics don't make sense, I just want to know why. So the lyric is, let's vary piracy with a little burglary. So yes. They're, right, that should be the lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Let's vary piracy with a little lechery.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense because they've been lecherous this entire time. So it's not a variation.
No.
And they're clearly there to burgle.
I feel
Why did they change that lyric?
If we're going to blame anyone, it might be Ted Hamilton. So
I'm going to blame Ted.
We could write him a letter.
Did Ted not have a thesaurus to look up what lecherous meant?
Maybe Ted just wanted to say lecherous. Or whoever did the music, Justa Sullivan is credited.
There was a credit to the person that rewrote some of the lyrics. But I just want to know why. Because they also only sang a tiny bit of this song. It's just interesting to me. I'm like, Do you not understand what the rest of the sentence means?
Probably not.
This is not rocket science. It's GNS. It's lowbrow. Like, this is insane to me. I don't know. I just got my butt in a twist.
I can't tell.
That's really twisty.
No, you seem very...
That's twist. Twisty.
Totally fine with what happened.
But why change that? Why would you change it? Do you think people don't know? People know what burglary meant. Like, I can see there are some other lyrics that they changed where it's like, yeah, that word was uncommon at the time and we don't use it now. Sure, change the word. Fine. Great. They did it in the police song. I understand. But like, what? That's not a variation. They've been lecherous nut jobs this whole time. So now they're in the house.
I agree. Maple
syrup.
Maple syrup is in a suit of armor for a brief moment.
Also, they slowed the tempo on that song, like, tragically. Okay. It was so bad. I can't. It's sad. I'm fine. Anyway. Oh, this. Okay, clearly this is where I've lost interest because I've stopped taking notes. There's, like, three more notes.
She's in a suit of armor, and he comes over, and basically they're like, oh, we should make up. And he's like, no, honor. And she's like, okay, fine. I guess we're on different sides.
Yeah.
All the pirates go into the library. The girls are up at the top. They come up from behind like a hidden bookcase.
Mezzanine.
And then they're like climbing up some ropes to get to the girls instead of just using the staircase. I don't know. What the hell? But anyway, and she's like, somebody help us. Head cop comes in, constable.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to get you. It was kind of funny. He had like a little sheet that he was reading off of, and he was like, you were under arrest or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not quite that, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And so and then all the pirates climb up and we go into, well, the constable, his little
baton
turns into a balloon that loses its steam, and then everyone laughs at him. And
it deflates, so it's like if you had a big sausage balloon.
Yeah, just kind of.
It took flight, but that's not what they did. What they did was poorly rotoscope a baton to fly all over the room for like 10 seconds.
It kind of made that balloon noise.
And then at the very end, cut back to a completely deflated balloon that was already on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Then they are all
that
inside.
That didn't land.
They're all inside of a theater gymnasium.
Yes, now we're in a gymnasium, which took me back to my private school days in the old country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a little theater stage with like a painting in the back, and then lots of gymnasium things. And there's a.
This is all a big fight scene, by
big
the way.
Big fight scene. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's still going.
Continuing the fight scene.
Yeah.
The Pirate King is lifting weights.
Yeah, he's got like one of those big like cartoon barbell with like the balls
down
the end
thonking
instead of like
one
the,
of the
weights
guys
that
on...
we do now, and he's like thonking on a head, but I don't know why. And then Indiana Jones comes in.
This is the Indiana Jones moment. Suddenly there's a bunch of characters that come up in this fight scene that just you have not seen at all. Even if it's just like there's like a fancy pirate
he's
not part of the, and then like a pirate with a big curvy sword that we haven't seen before. And just
the curvy sword guy,
oh, has he been around?
It's a saber that he was.
Saber.
He was the Indiana Jones guy. So like,
Right. Yeah.
Remember
Wish, 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 and then he shoots him.
Yeah. That gag. So that's who he's part of.
Moment of cinematic history.
And then there's a pizza guy, and he starts tossing pizza. Okay.
Okay. What's happening? I think... Everyone calm down. I think this is something to do with... there's this movie called the Great Race or something like that. Uh-huh. And it's like Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis.
Familiar.
And it does this whole section in that movie where it rips off this movie called Prisoner of Zenda. And in that, there's a pie fight. Okay? So I think...
Like a pizza pie?
Like a pie, like a cream pie fight. So I think this, from what I can sort of glean from my knowledge of like movies at that time, this might be kind of a bit of a reference to, oh, are we going to do the thing that comic movies would do where suddenly there would just be a pie fight and there's cream everywhere because that would happen sometimes for funny. But yeah. Nope, it's the 80s, so it's a pizza pie fight. Because in that movie, the Prisoner of Zenda ripoff portion of the Great Race movie, that you're just like escaping and then like someone just comes in with pies and they
so this
fighting.
Is one of those things that's lost to time.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like, why?
I think there's lots of references piled upon references, and they tried to get all the references in this scene, and I think it's too much. There's a cops reference. Mm-hmm. Where the cops are beating up on a pirate, and then it goes to like Steadicam, and they're like, no, don't film us beating up this pirate.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Also, the underscoring music was not driving it. And again, pace. The last half of this show, the pacing was an issue.
But then time froze because Freddie.
Oh, yes, then time freezes.
And Maybell saw each other from across the room, and it was very like, tonight. And they're singing to each other. But so they start singing their my first love song, except she knees him in the crotch and she's like, love is war. And I thought that was funny. Mm. Then the pirates basically win and she's like, no, this is my dream. Time freezes.
Yes. So she starts to kind of be self-aware here.
Mm-hmm. And they all are telling her, oh, it's your dream. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So she pairs up all her sisters with different pirates, and she pairs two pirates together, the two biggest, beefiest, shirtlessest ones.
Yes.
And everybody, she's like, I want a happy ending. And then
suddenly. Don't we all, sweetheart?
Yeah, we're outside, and she's in the 80s, pinnacle of 80s, poofy wedding dress. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they sing happy ending, and I thought the chorus really shone here as well.
They were great.
They were super cute. They do this like a cannon, mm-hmm. and the camera follows the cannon of people doing little poses. And at the end, there's like Zorro.
Random.
But it was all the little paired up chorus members. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm such a good
yeah. Girl. And then the police were there too, doing their own thing. Like the chorus, like this is how you chorus.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Amazing. Yeah. And there's they do a comparable. The leads do a okay job at sort of dancing.
They do. They're very serviceable.
You do what you could do. Not like mm-hmm. GNS is they're all super heavy dance. You don't need to be like, you know,
because originally there was zero dance.
Yeah, exactly.
The entire thing was a park and bark. Pistons. They didn't introduce any dance until the gondoliers. And even at that, it was
just four people
and it was only at very certain sections and they weren't singing.
Yeah.
Like and, that we add stuff to it just compounds the difficulty.
And this is where the Pirate King is like, wait, or that
one of the lyrics in that song was
give
like everything's happy
ending.
No more minor keys,
yeah, no more sadness,
yeah, no more minor keys. And that's a good lyric.
Pirate King and Ruth get matched up after he realizes it was her that he had sex with the night before.
This is where he's like, what? But he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then he finds out there. So it was very clear that was non-consensual.
Kind of okay with it, though, I guess. Still gross. All the cute couples.
Ruth is gross.
No.
The situation's gross.
No, Ruth is fine. Ruth is great.
Well, and Ruth gets like... no character development in this show.
No.
All her
she's
scenes
very
have
like
been cut.
Just cut. Let's cut all the Ruth stuff. There's so many petticoats in this end scene,
though.
And like the costumes on the chorus are so good. Like the
so fun. Yeah, really they were really fun. So they still have that like 80s does X, yes, but it 80s was great
does
fun.
We're not sure, yeah, kind of sort of Edwardian kind of, yeah, maybe Civil War, I don't know. Mabel wakes up.
Mabel wakes up on the beach.
Freddy's there.
But now she's also has the ring he just gave her in the dream sequence.
What? And then he just like...
And her hair is curled.
Her hair is curled. It wasn't curled before.
You know what? That's the salty beach water.
Yeah, I was just going to say that salt water. You know what? If you've got naturally curly hair, it gets wet. And
no, it's true. That's how I learned I had wavy hair, was mm-hmm. when I went to Greece.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Freddy kisses her. And then they just kind of walk into the ocean.
And she's like... Is your name Frederick? He's like, no. He doesn't tell her what it is.
Yeah. And then they get married.
And then they're married now.
On the pirate ship. And she is wearing an excellent wedding outfit.
Oh.
He's wearing
this gold
lamé shirt.
Poofy shirt that's belted with these black super
pants,
tight. Like, she looks great.
Little ankle boots.
Yeah.
Betty everywhere. I'm into it.
Yeah, and they're like coming off the ship and like mm-hmm. everybody's there. It's a big dance number.
Give me a happy
Everyone's
ending.
Happy. Doves release.
Yeah, doves. Yeah.
And it's a big crane shot up.
That's what that says. Doves.
Mm-hmm.
I should really
yeah it was awesome. And then meter. We get into like, so then the credits start rolling and I'm like uh-huh, uh-huh. bloopers. It was a blooper. I was sad. I yeah. wanted more bloopers.
I know. See, as much as like this movie has some serious pacing issues and every once in a while yeah. you're like, whoa, I found it charming, and I think
these people all had a ton of fun.
Yes, exactly. I think these people had so much fun. It looks like a lot of them were like Australian
yes.
TV actor people that like knew yes. each other really well.
Yes.
And just having a bit of fun. And
I think yeah. the editor failed you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Who can we blame? We're going to blame the editor. One moment, there. Please. I'm going to find the editor. We're going to blame them.
It's all on you, Drake.
See, why don't they? This is what I want to know is like.
Did he not put his name on it?
I think editing is such an important part.
Oh, it's huge.
Of movies, but like on IMDb.
They don't list them?
They're always like way down.
They should
You know what
be.
I mean? And I'm like, they should be higher up because like
yeah.
Ken.
They make the movie.
Ken. Guy named Ken.
Ken? Ken! You're Ken. Sleeping at the wheel, Ken!
Oh, yeah. Ken has, did a lot of movies he's edited a few movies. About 30. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. 30 more than me.
Mm-hmm. Vacation in Hell, a TV movie. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. The pirate movie. Hey, we should watch that.
No.
Do you see what I did there? Do you see what I did there?
Do you see what I did there? Do you see what
yeah,
I did there?
Yeah, the editing.
Who knows though?
Maybe it was such a hot mess that he did what he could.
Hey, maybe know? He made it a lot better.
Maybe, you never know. Yeah.
We don't know Ken's struggles. How much they pay him?
I tried to find like making ofs of this because I was like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And also, I think it would have been fun to like see the making of because like,
yeah.
Regardless of if you think this is good or not, yeah, I can guarantee you they had fun making it.
These people definitely yeah. had fun.
Yeah.
Like,
and like Christy McNichol, this was like the first time she did like a singing thing. She's got a lovely little voice.
Great. Yeah,
yeah,
she does.
Really,
yeah.
And her, like, the, yeah, really clear mm-hmm. and like,
confident
and nice. And he yeah. actually sang too. This is the first time he
was lovely.
He said that he took a bunch of coaching to get it done. Mm-hmm. Like, he did it too. Like, they, everybody, yeah. Yeah. She sounded really great and he sounded really great. And I think it's kind of sad that she, well, you know, she did what she had to do to keep her mental health, you know, mm-hmm. on an even keel. And I think mm-hmm. she did what she had to do. But I think mm-hmm. she could have. From looking at like other stuff in her career, she was kind of on her way to becoming sort of
yeah.
one of those like big names, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess it just goes to show you that she seems really happy now, and
that's what counts.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we look at the chart,
let's look at the chart. I gotta find the chart first.
Who?
I've been working. I have not been working on my Scottish accent.
Why would you?
Well. It's my biggest fear that one day.
Just don't go out for a Scottish part.
Didn't your sister have to be German one time?
She, she had a German role. And for my sister's excellent. My
she's
big sister,
so good.
She's excellent at accents. So is my younger sister, but this is my big sister that I'm talking about. And for whatever reason, she was very early in her rehearsal process, and she was here on vacation, so she brought her script with her, and it just kept coming out Pakistani.
Oh, no. Oh, see, I improvised with a guy one time who all his accents turned Russian.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah,
all of them.
And she got there eventually, but the early days were really very
funny.
She was
like, oh, no. Yeah. I remember there being some kind of struggle with her German accent, and I was like, oh, my God.
Which is funny to me, because as a Scottish person, you place the German accent in the same spot in your mouth. Yeah. So it was very funny to me that she was going so off keel.
That's so funny. Okay. All right. It's our last music haul.
Which, I mean, it's our last scheduled. Yeah. It's not our last musical. It's our last in our musical season.
Yeah. On the one hand, I'm kind of sad. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm ready to going all over
there.
I'm ready
to see regular crap.
Colleen, some regular bullshit. Okay.
A little regular crap in
music
my life.
Music out of 10. I'm giving it an 8 because I really liked the ballads and I thought they were great and they're now on my playlists and I love those ballads and I will sing them. And if they're at karaoke, I'm going to sing one of those and I'm going to dedicate it to you because I love you so much. Okay, what do you give the music, Pauline?
I'm going to give the music a 4. Because I love the GNS stuff, obviously, mm-hmm. and the 80s stuff is very 80s, and objectively it is decent. I just didn't think it would drive the plot at all.
Yeah, yeah. The story or the book out of 10. Points for trying to give Maybelle a little bit more, agency?
Maybelle already has a lot of agency.
But, in a more... Does she?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Points for trying
to
make...
That's why all the other girls don't like her.
Points for trying to make Maybelle go on a boat?
They tried to make her what they thought a strong feminist woman should be at that time.
Yeah, it was very, this is... yeah. I don't know if should we give points for that?
I mean, if you want to.
I mean,
it's your show.
It is my show. I'll do what I want. I don't know.
You can give points for whatever you want. I am always
wishy-washy.
I'm always here to give a point for trying to introduce people to older things so that you know where you came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's important, right? So it's just does all GNS still land? No.
No.
Should you still be performing all GNS? No.
No.
But I think it's important that you know where certain tropes came from. And if you are into musical theater, you have GNS to thank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that, you have some reference from where your chosen style comes from.
Yar.
That being said, I'm going to give it I'll give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4. I gave it a 5.5 because I did appreciate that they tried to spice it up, you know?
I did too.
Everyone was like, let's spice up
the
GNS.
The first half, they were doing great.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were certain parts that I did really enjoy. And GNS is very like Shakespeare in that every time you see it, somebody's always zhuzhing it up.
Yes.
And pop it. And it's the reason that a lot of those things last and come forward is because it's hitting on certain things that never change.
Yeah.
Right. So it's those things are still coming forward, but you're going to pop it into a different era or you're going to do this, that, and the next thing. And it's that's kind of fun to see those things.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked how they, that's a design question. Let's talk about their ability.
Ability?
I mean, the chorus freaking rocked it.
Knocking it out of the park.
Maybelle was good. Freddie was good.
Freddie was good. The Pirate King shows you how to work with what you've got.
Yep.
I think the ability was pretty well there all around. Solid 7.5.
I gave it a 7.5. I gave it an 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Design out of 10. I mean, there's nothing.
It was cohesive.
It was fun. I thought
It was fun. It was not trying to to be accurate in any kind of way. It was a fantasy sequence. The entire thing was a fantasy sequence.
I think I liked Maybelle's like different costumes were cute.
Yeah, when she had like those little pink britches. And yeah, like at the end when she was like,
now I've got britches. Cute. And,
Like there's a lot of fun stuff in there. Like, Luke's costumes were nice too.
Give it a 7.
That cod piece was epic and unnecessary.
7.5 for the cod piece. That's okay.
The ships, like, they actually had really nice sets. I'll give it a 7. They had some really nice sets and locations. Everything looked really good, like those little 1910s bathing suits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those were really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were some nice shining moments. The model pirate ship that sunk. So funny how, like, you look at the ship that they're on and then it's like cut away. But then
to a different ship that happens to be sinking.
The silent movie one that I saw, those model boats were freaking amazing. Like, they were obviously models because they were small with the waves and everything. But it was just so, it was like, now we're on this pirate, blah, 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 and it would cut out. And it's like this little. It's like, but like, so the detail on those things was like, holy shit.
Love
it. Gotta find it and send it to you. Okay. Bonus out of 10. I'm gonna give it like 4.5 points bonus for like hitting that sweet spot of the ballads that you hate so much that I all was like really into. Yeah. The songs I liked them.
Hey, you're allowed to like it. Don't let me yuck your yum.
You can't stop me, Smee.
Do I want to give any?
Do you want to know what the points are at right now? Because do you want to like throw your points to?
I don't
want
to throw my points.
Okay, right.
I never like to add.
Don't
want
to know. Don't want to know. Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think if I want to give any bonus.
And in that 4.5 bonus points, it also includes the overlays, the love montages, the face in the sky, like
the
all that.
The face in the sky.
All that bullshit. Loved it.
I will give 1 bonus point to the cod piece.
1 bonus point to the cod piece. There you go. This movie did better than Repo.
Oh, good for you.
But out of a possible 100, it got 57 of our points, which is very close.
Just
not
missed
quite
the mark.
It got the same as Xanadu. There you go.
I mean, that tracks. It's wearing the same costumes.
57. 57. There you go. There you go. It's not the worst one.
Is it redeemable?
It's not the worst one. No, it's not redeemable.
It's not redeemable.
But I'd say if you haven't seen it,
It's silly.
It's silly. Yeah. And especially if this is a movie you saw when you were a kid that like has some nostalgia for you, I can see where this would be something you'd be like into and want to watch. And
Same.
And like, we're here to criticize. So we're going to be we're always a little more critical. So going forward, I'll try and wrap this up because my goodness. But a little bit of as they call it on one of my favorite podcasts, and it's called The Gum Jabbar. It's about Dune. They're amazing. Housekeeping. Okay.
Housekeeping.
So this is now the end of this era, and we are going on to the whatever era. I'm just going to call it. No more seasons, just episodes.
What else?
And we have a list of movies, and we're just going to kind of pick the next one the next day. But the one we're starting off with, we're going to have a very special guest star, Chris Reed.
Oh,
he's going to be our guest star.
I know the movie.
And it is Troll 2.
Very exciting.
And I have seen it, and I shall say no more at this point in time. But
I've not seen it. Where is it?
Tubi.
Okay.
Again, I'll send you a link. Thanks. So please tune in next week to hear us talk about Troll 2.
In 2 weeks.
With 2 weeks.
You won't get anything next week.
Yeah, come back next week and listen to Static.
Nothing.
A rerun. Yeah. And Chris Reed will be here, and I'm super excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Because he's also my coworker now. We are coworkers. And
is he going to be in house with you?
Not sure. We're going to see what happens. It might be him and I in house together and you over there or whatever. We'll see what we can do and how we can do it.
Very so exciting. So,
yeah. Anyway. I wash my hands of this weirdness. It's really hard to say things together on Zoom. That was really tough. Okay.
Okay, in my head it sounded together.
Me too.
Can you just fix it in post?
I'll fix it in post.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this episode.
If you liked what you heard, why not subscribe and leave us a glowing review, or better yet, tell your friends.
Yeah. Steal their phones and subscribe them to our podcast. You know you wanna.
If you want to interact with us on the World Wide Web, you can find our Instagram. It's at No Redeeming Feature.
Or you can email us at featurepodcasts@gmail.com. You can ask us questions or send us suggestions for terribly wonderful and wonderfully terrible movies for us to review.
And if you want to hear me talk in a calm fashion with my sisters about classy movies, subscribe to Kindred Features on your podcast streaming service of choice.
See you back here in 2 weeks.
Probably.
What is time?
That's a good question.
Where is it? Where?
You're gonna have a cream egg.
No, I'm gonna have a mini egg.
A mini egg. Oh, the cream eggs are gone.
Well, Easter's
over. It's post Easter, you guys. The cream eggs
are gone. It's post Easter, and the cream eggs are gone. And
you know, I didn't have this Easter.
What?
Any cream eggs?
Yes, you did. I bought you some. We ate them.
Well, we did that, not on Easter.
But don't say you didn't get fucking cream eggs, because I bought you them.
On Easter.
I remember at the gas station across from Staples when we went. We went to the drive-thru for fucking Triple O's, and I was like, I need some sort of, oh, I wanted orange juice real bad. And they didn't sell it at the Triple O's, but they did sell it in the fucking gas station that it's attached to. So I went in to get that, and then I found the cream eggs, and I was like, got into your car, and I was like, cream eggs, bitch!
That's the last cream egg I had.
But that was this year.
Wasn't this Easter? Okay, you know what?
It's the Easter season, because they only come out for Easter season.
Okay. It's a break now. Now it's a break. All right. Well, who thought we'd fight over cream eggs?
I didn't fight.
I thought, that wasn't a fight. Is that a fight?
It was me knowing something you forgot.
That never happens. Look, I had a cream egg, but it wasn't on Easter, okay? Moving on. Okay, you were right, and I was right. We were both right.
I'll take it.